As part of the oral history, Ted Kennedy did 29 interviews that produced about 1,000 pages of transcripts. Then the Miller Center spoke with those who knew him.
His friends, family, colleagues, staffers, journalists, just about anybody who worked with him over his nearly 50 years in the Senate.
Barbara Perry directs the Oral History Project, which includes every president since Jimmy Carter. She says Ted Kennedy's party is more than twice the size of anyone else. For Bill Clinton, there were 130 interviews. For Kennedy, nearly 300.
He wanted it to be about his entire life, and given that he was the youngest of nine children, his life followed the arc of the Kennedy family. In fact, even went back beyond that to his mother's father, the former mayor of Boston, Honey Fitzgerald.
A graduate of the University of Virginia Law School, Kennedy spoke at the Miller Center in 2006, extolling the virtues of oral history in helping us understand how leaders thought about the problems of their day.
The listener has the added benefit of the genuineness and spontaneity of the human voice. Oral history allows those who participate in history, rather than historians, to provide tone and shading to the words that describe their thoughts and their deeds.
He recalled his own work as a champion of health care reform.
I was there in 1964 when Medicare was defeated, in 1965 when it was passed, and the next year we passed Medicaid. Both of them passed within 8 months and implemented within 11 months, without computers.
And he lamented the nation's failure to fully support education and innovation.
Are we going to say that China, that is producing 760,000 engineers this year, and India, that's 350,000 engineers, the Chinese budget is 20% in terms of research, and we are cutting back all our basic research in this nation?
About 700 pages of transcripts will appear on the Miller Center's website just after midnight Wednesday. Perry says there won't be any bombshells, but readers will find new and intriguing details. The official release will take place Wednesday afternoon in Washington. I'm Sandy Houseman.